choking on my alcohol.
What's up, baby bitch?
Oh, hello, young lady. Hey, everyone. It's 6:02 p.m.
It still feels so funny.
Time for Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm Michelle.
No, you're not. You wish.
I'm Franny.
How much would you hate it if you were me?
I would not love it.
You'd see how hard it is.
Would you hate being me?
Oh my God, so much.
Wait, that's actually a really great topic. Who would you hate being?
More me or you?
No, or like, just like in the world.
Everyone would say President Trump.
Why? He's got it made.
I wouldn't want to be Nancy Pelosi.
See, wait, no, let's not do that topic. Let's write it for next week.
Okay. It could it could be our plan B.
Who would you not want to be? Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, that's going to be our
plan B. And that's how it works, kids. Genius at work.
Oh, inspiration can strike at any time, my friends. Welcome to Shut Up, Weirdo. I'm actually Franny.
I'm Michelle.
And it's 6:03. You're listening to WFMU. Do we have any updates for anyone today, Michelle? Did you get married this week?
I have a fake new boyfriend.
Who's your fake new boyfriend? What do you mean fake new boyfriend?
I have a fake crush.
What does that mean?
It means I have a crush.
But why is it fake?
Because it can't go anywhere.
Why?
Because I don't want to speak.
You don't want to give us details.
I don't want to give you any more details.
Got it. Understood. But you like someone.
Yes, but it can never happen.
Well, that's fun, though.
Hmm.
Is the fake crush reciprocated?
Maybe.
Ooh, I like it.
No.
Maybe you could have a summer fling.
I can't, because he lives far, far, far away.
You can have a Zoom summer fling.
I don't look good on Zoom.
Yeah, you do. You just got to put on that little filter that says enhance appearance.
Oh, I didn't know there was that.
I have it on.
And you look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. I will be there, hopefully, somewhat, a little bit, saying hi here and there. And otherwise, you can call us at 201-209-9368. Right, Michelle?
201. I'm just making sure someone asked if it was
everything okay?
Yeah. Did you tell everyone how to get to the comments board?
Yes, playlist and comments link. Can
Great.
They hear us?
I believe they can.
Well, that would be fantastic.
Now what?
I don't know. We wait for people to call, right?
Someone's saying they wouldn't want to be my boyfriend.
Ew!
Well, they're saying who wouldn't you want to be? And they're like, I wouldn't want to be Michelle's boyfriend.
That's not the topic.
I know. What's the topic?
Did Kevlicky just throw shade on us?
Wow.
He said, what's the stupidest show you've heard on the radio? Kevlicky, I know you're not talking about us.
That's right,
Wait, we have no phone calls at
no,
all?
No, we do. We have one.
Oh, yeah, give it a minute.
201-209.
Wait, what is it? 9368.
Correct. 201-209-9368. Call now. You will get through. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Is your phone ringing?
I went to the beach today.
Two calls.
I went to the beach today.
Hold on.
Why? What are you doing?
Turning my phone off.
You tried to blame it on me, but it wasn't me.
I think it was you.
It was not me.
What beach did you go to?
Rockaway.
Full board. Ready?
Yeah, do this.
Okay, hold on. Mic's in mono.
Big energy.
Big energy.
Big energy.
Ready?
Yeah.
Shut Up, Weirdo. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're our new favorite show.
Thank you.
We should be your old... Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Keep it clean, okay. My friend.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, we have a few rules. Keep it clean is the first one. And be funny is the second one.
Yeah, be funny.
So I'm a 54-year-old man dating a 27-year-old woman, so I'm the ultimate weirdo, right?
God, poor thing. Uh-huh, and?
Oh, no, I'm keeping it clean now.
Yeah, keep it clean. So, what?
So we're in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I, you know, I've been listening to Ken and Andy since it was Chris G and Andy back in the late 80s. And you guys filled in for them one weekend. I was sitting with Megan and we were having lunch and she was laughing hysterically.
But we've been a show for 10 years. We were just taking a hiatus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I...
No, we were a show before your girlfriend was
born.
Yeah.
Right, since before she was born.
Right, yeah, that seems problematic somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Movie references, music.
Yeah, it seems tough.
Yeah.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Dan.
Where do you live, Dan?
Arkansas. I was in love with a boy from Arkansas.
Right, Arkansas. Who the heck were you in love with in Arkansas?
Sam.
You know, I came here for I was going to be here for 6 months, and I ended up finding somebody, and I decided to stay.
Was she like your babysitter or something?
No, I've
you babysitting her?
No, like your kid's babysitter.
I'm a single guy. I've been a single guy all my life.
You finally decided to settle down.
With a child.
With a child. No. Well, she's 28. I'm 54.
I mean, I would date someone 25 years older than me.
Her father's a retired Marine.
I guess I would too.
I was really kind of like worried in the beginning, but she's one of the happiest people that I've ever been around.
Love knows no boundaries. Is that right?
Yeah, love knows no bounds.
I feel like I'm bringing the show down now, and I don't want to do that.
Well, Dan,
I call you and tell you that I'm so happy that we found you. And
thank you.
Well, we're happy you found us, and we're happy you found your child. Bride as well.
Go take your Viagra and have a fantastic 7 hours.
Enjoy yourself, buddy.
Love ya. Do you think we made him angry?
Well, this show's going great.
Shut up, weirdo. You're on the air.
Hey, Franny. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, what's up?
But you never really announced the topic. Are you just doing the 7 second delay one again like last week or... You doing a new one?
What?
What?
Oh, the quizzing with it. No, sorry. That's just a reference.
Wait, what?
What? Are you speaking in full sentences? Like, what is happening? Wait, did he just hang up?
No.
I think he hung up.
No, he's there.
Oh, there he is. What were you saying?
Well, you haven't announced the topic for the show.
What?
What's the topic for the show?
What?
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 Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
So Arkansas is a weird state.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever been there, buddy?
No, I've only read about it on Wikipedia and listened to that caller beforehand.
So it sounded really weird, right?
Bill Clinton's from Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't he sleep with younger ladies too?
I did not.
Is that a thing that happens there?
Sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, that's
lies.
Another Arkansas boy.
Technically, he didn't have sex with her.
Yeah, but isn't the other kind of sex still sex because the word sex is in the title?
I don't know.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, buddy. We appreciate you, and we hope you call again next week.
Will do.
All right, have a good
one.
Bye.
Bye.
Is my mic popping?
Try.
Or am I okay?
You seem okay to me.
All right, let me know.
Are people saying you're popping off?
No, I'm just checking. I don't really know how close to hold this thing. Anyone, call us, 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Shut Up Weirdo, you're on the air.
Hi. In terms of weird states, I'd have to say that New Jersey is a weird state.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, because a majority of it is torn between two major metropolitan areas. The northern portion is really the New York metropolitan area, and the southern portion is part of the Philadelphia metropolitan area. So it doesn't truly have its own ID. It's in the shadow of somebody else, either from Pennsylvania or New York.
Okay.
Wow, are you a professor?
No, not at all. I'm a retiree.
What did you do in your job
servant,
life?
For them in a large municipality.
Oh, you're a very, very smart man. Do you have a child bride?
No. Oh, gosh, I'm a divorcee. I've got no one in my
life.
Oh,
good for
right
you,
now.
Buddy. Good for you. That sounds like a good life.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, live a hermit lifestyle in my own little one-bedroom apartment.
Same, except yeah, I have a two-bedroom.
Oh, well, Michelle.
What are you doing in
the
extra
only person
room?
You got to please is yourself, you know?
Oh, nice.
Well, I didn't mean it like that, but okay, thank you, sir, for the geography lesson.
Welcome,
have a good one.
How's this going?
I love it. 201-209-9368. I have one request, Michelle.
Yes.
When you answer the phone, you have to say, you're on the radio.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to go, like, do a sign?
Yeah, I'll say it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say it.
I'll do a sign to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio.
What's the topic?
What?
What?
What's the topic?
What?
What?
What's the topic?
What?
What's a dental dam?
What?
What's a dental dam?
Goodbye. Hang up immediately. Inappropriate.
Who would ever use one of those?
I don't know. Literally nobody.
Actually, no. Once I found one in my sister's drawer. One in my sister's drawer.
But, like, just don't have sex.
I'm allergic to latex.
I don't like barriers.
Well, you have a problem with boundaries.
I said it and I was like, oh God, here we go.
My shrink said I like the ocean so much because the ocean has no boundaries.
Wow, your shrink is digging real deep into
I know, because I always have those ocean dreams, you know, where I'm like floating on a big raft with my lover.
No, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I have a lot of ocean dreams.
Wow.
Where I'm floating on a raft. No, I'm floating on a raft with my lover.
Does the lover have a face?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same face every time?
Huh. It used to be.
And now it's a different face?
I haven't had the dream in a long time. Yeah, it used to be about one specific person. Let's talk. Let's take a call. Ready?
Yes. Hey, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God. I'm on?
You are.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
You're on the air.
It's so great to hear you guys again.
Thanks.
What's oh going
God,
on, buddy?
So much. You know what I miss? I miss Frank, you going, ew!
Do I say that a lot?
At least once an episode.
Really? I didn't know I get grossed out so much.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But, thank you for letting me know.
It's okay.
So what's up with you? Did you get married and like have a bunch of kids or something?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who do you think I'm talking to, Michelle?
No,
I already asked her that.
I'm not married, but I have this recurring dream that I'm on a raft in the ocean with Michelle.
Oh, really?
Have, like,
wow, maybe you guys are meant for each other.
We had too many kids. We really should have thought that through.
Mm.
That's every dream ends with that. It was just like 14 kids. And I'm like, God, leave me alone.
Kids are a burden.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? I mean, if you're married to Michelle, you're going to just crank them out.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Wait, I don't remember your name. What's your name? I know your voice, though. That's for sure.
Sam.
Oh, yeah, Sam.
Sam, yes. Yes, Sam. So what have you been up to?
I've been staying home a lot and hanging out with my cats.
Lonely. How many cats do you have?
I have two cats.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of older men, like, with cats. There's this thought of, like, women, older women with cats, like the cat lady. But I've met so many unemployed artists, men with cats.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of guy that's on your raft, Michelle?
Good one.
What? I'm just asking.
No, that was not the man that was on my raft.
Oh. I said kind of guy. I didn't ask for a specific guy. So, Sam, thanks for calling.
Sure. You know who I wouldn't want to be?
Oh, who? That's not the topic, but who?
Oh, what is the topic?
What?
Oh, God. Okay, I wouldn't want to be Station Manager 10.
You wouldn't want to be what?
Station Manager Ken.
Wow.
Why? He's got it made. He runs an awesome radio station.
But he has so much pressure on him. He has to be cool, like, every week.
But he is and cool.
He's just not cool.
If you're just that cool, you can do it, but...
I've never met someone so good at their job, I have to say.
Oh, what do you do? Are we brown nosing him now?
No, it's true, though. His job is so hard.
Yeah, what do you feel like having an off day? You just can't, like, you can't think of anything hip to say.
Hip.
And you can't think of any good music to play. He's got to be on, like, all the time.
Well, he's a born entertainer, like us.
Well, I also feel like anyone who calls in and says, oh, I don't want to be X or Y, I'm just going to be like, what do you mean? That person has a great life, no matter who it is.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I think I might. Like, I can't think of someone who I'll be like, well, I guess I could, like, dead people.
What
yeah,
about, like, Alf? You wouldn't want to be Alf.
The puppet?
He's not a puppet. He's an alien life form.
Why not? He's on a sitcom and makes a lot of money and, like, lives the life with a family that loves him.
He actually had a cocaine problem and he fought depression.
I mean, listen, no one has the perfect life.
He used to pretend to cry purple tears.
Excuse me? Michelle, what?
Never mind.
Okay. Well, Sam, thank you for calling and bringing us to the topic of Alf's purple tears. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm glad I
never thought I would ever get there in my life.
Alf had a horrible,
and
horrible
yet,
life.
You've had a horrible life?
Alf had a horrible life.
Oh, okay. Guys, no, he didn't.
Someone should have just let him eat that damn cat. What the hell?
Oh, my God. Okay, we're not doing a show about this. Goodbye. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Alf was running away, and he was writing, I'm telling you about the purple tears. He was writing.
Yeah, tell me.
He was writing his running away letter. What's that called when you run away and you write a letter, goodbye letter?
Like a Dear John.
Yeah.
Like a Dear John.
And he wanted to put tears on it, but he couldn't cry, so he took the purple soda he was drinking and he put like the purple soda tears on it. So there was like purple tears on the letter.
Well, I mean, to me it sounds like Alf needs a therapist.
Would you marry Alf?
No, he's not handsome.
He's a little bit handsome.
He's really hairy, too. He's got, like, a really big schnoz.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would marry Alf. You know which non-real person I love. The Geico lizard,
I know. Well, I don't like him. He's
like, sleazy hot.
He's a wimp.
Like, he'll give you martinis and cocaine.
No, I feel like he would order a bunch of drinks and then leave you with the bill.
He would never do that.
Yes, he would.
He definitely would call a bunch of other ladies to the hotel room.
No, and he'd make you stay in, like, a Days Inn, not, like, a fancy hotel.
I think we know two different Geico lizards.
I guess we do. He's a sociopath.
No, he's not.
I'm going to get the phone now. Gentleman. You ready?
Okay. Yes. Hey, you're on the radio.
Wow, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, me either.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Please do. What?
That was hot.
Thank you.
Michelle just got really turned on. So you guys don't know, but I'm at home and Michelle's at the studio, but we can see each other on video, and she thoroughly enjoyed that.
I did.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like blushing right now.
I love them.
So tell us more.
Well, what?
Where you just make something up, dude. Make something up and make it be hot.
I'm making it up, but all that's really coming to mind is what?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who?
You're so proud of yourself.
I haven't thought of that.
Well, the answer is Michelle.
Okay, no, that's not what this show is about.
Yeah, but that's where we are.
No.
Okay, what about where?
Yeah, where?
Well, that would be over there, of course.
And when?
Right now.
Hot. what's your name, buddy?
This is Sean.
Do we know you, Sean?
I met you at the Hoof and Mouth a couple years ago, but I don't know if you'd remember me.
What did you look like?
Both of us are just frangry.
Both of you. We were together. But I look really tall and really handsome.
What did we talk about?
We just said hello. I told you, Michelle, that I recognized you by your laugh because we were standing near each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
she laughs like a seagull.
And I heard you laugh, and I was like, I know that laugh.
I remember that.
Can't forget that laugh. All right, Sean, you're on the list for your hot delivery.
Right on. Thank you.
Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt. I'm only allowed to give one today. I got in trouble for last week, just so you guys know. Okay, listen at the end of the hour. Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
That was hot.
I like the who, what, where, when situation.
Oh, yeah, girl. I was ready. It's on my list.
Dang. Okay.
Hey! You're on Shut Up Weirdo.
Hi.
A girl.
Oh, I love a lady caller. Yeah.
A real live girl.
What's your name, sister?
Finally, huh?
Yeah. Tell us about yourself, young lady.
I'm Annie. I am currently living in Indiana, where we're pretending like there's no virus.
Fun.
Same in New York City. Yes.
Yeah, people are acting ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be awful.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a college town, and it's
going
to be awful.
Idiots.
Yep. I like the open format of the show for tonight.
Yeah, we were a little nervous, but I'm having a good time, so whatever. What do you do, Annie?
Oh, I stay at home and raise my two children.
Cute.
How old are they?
I have a 5-year-old and an almost 3-year-old.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's a lot of work.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But
do you have
I'm fortunate
a husband
that I get to
and a
home.
Dog and a yard and a car?
Yeah, no dog. He passed away.
But everything
away.
Else was a affirmative?
No, he passed away.
The dog
no
passed
dog.
Away.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Dead.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But you have a husband and a car and a yard.
I have a partner and a car and a yard.
Partner, okay, thank you. A partner and a car and a yard. Like with grass and trees?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a hammock?
Oh, jealous. Tell us about it. Do you have a deck?
No hammock. We left the hammock out and it got all moldy.
Do you have
chairs you can lay on? Like horizontally? Like you could tan?
Yeah.
I think we're talking to an adult.
How old are you?
How old am I? I will be 40 this year.
You're our age.
Oh, you're our age.
Okay.
She's actually younger
adult.
Than me.
She's adult. Yeah, younger than me too. I'm 40.
I'm 44.
Oh.
You are?
I know.
Y'all sound really
didn't
young.
I didn't even know that.
I know, it's so embarrassing.
No, you're beautiful. Don't worry about it. It doesn't even matter.
Thanks.
I have some questions about your yard. Do you have a grill?
Yes, it's a charcoal grill.
Yes! Old school.
Oh, can we come over?
Is it a big green egg? Is it a big green egg?
A big green egg?
Those are those fancy, fancy grills.
That's like the fancy grill.
No, it's not
no,
a
No, it's probably
grill.
Just the little black guy, right? The little black grill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bigger than that, but yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Don't use it too
okay,
often.
Well, we're going to come over.
Okay. You are more than
and
welcome.
Say hi.
We'll
There's
babysit. We can babysit.
No, I'm not babysitting. I'm just going to drink wine.
I'll babysit. Kids love me.
No, I don't like
kids. I
actually love me, but I don't love kids.
Teenage girls really like me.
Yeah, because you're weird.
No, I'm not. I just love to dance.
You love to express yourself. Oh, my kids love to dance. Through the art of dance. All right, Sister Annie, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
I need to talk to you.
I need a second.
The open format makes me nervous.
Why? It's fine. We haven't gotten any weird calls.
No, we're just like getting to know people. I don't know.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's not like what we do.
Well, maybe it's what we do today. Is there a personal topic, Michelle, that you would like to ask the people that are calling? I'm open to that.
No.
I can hear Andy laughing in the kitchen.
You make him stay in the kitchen, not even in the bedroom?
Yeah, if I see him, I get nervous. What about do you mean? The bedroom? It's a one-room apartment. The bedroom's right in front of me.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Andy. Call now. You will get through. Franny is snapping at her husband right now.
He's ignoring me. Oh, he came! I love you. Thank you.
More wine.
He knew. He knew what I need. What Mama needed.
Wow. You ready for another phone call?
Leave me alone.
Is it open ended or
yes?
Okay. Okay, but not...
We have a topic.
Okay, then use the topic at hand. Ready?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, is that what you were telling me? Okay, sorry. I misunderstood. Yes,
go.
I'm ready. Hey, you're on the radio.
Okay, can I tell you a story about the first time I ever heard your show?
What?
Can I tell you a story about the first time I ever heard your show?
When?
What?
Okay, it was about 10 years ago. I was at the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.
Where?
Conference in Minneapolis. And your boss, Jim Friedman, was giving a talk at a session, and I didn't know you guys had a web stream available at that time. So when I got back to my hotel room, I turned on your show, and it was really interesting. And, you know, we're talking
about... What were we talking about?
You left a lot to the imagination. I'll just put it that way. And it was... I tuned in the next week and the week after that and the week after that until I had to go back to work. And then...
And how's your imagination now, buddy?
Well,
tainted,
I had a black girlfriend who didn't like me listening to your show, so I missed it for a long time.
Wait, your girlfriend didn't like you listening to our show?
Your girlfriend sounds very insecure.
I don't know. She thought I was too into it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, you know, we're not near you. Like, that's crazy.
Well, you know, it is what it is. She thought I was too into it. I don't know why.
Because
she's still your girlfriend?
Beg your pardon?
Is she still your girlfriend?
Not today.
Yeah, good.
Not today.
Good choice, buddy.
All right, well, I like your show.
Thank you.
Glad you're back.
Thanks. What kind of wine are you drinking? You just made a weird face.
I think it's bad.
You always think it's turnt.
Andy, can you have a sip of this wine?
Woman.
Andy?
It's like he's your intern.
No, he'll test it for me, make sure I'm not being crazy. I just need him to confirm whether I'm being insane or not. Chances are I am.
I'm going
to
say yes. Although I know you are, you are a super smeller. So, are you ready for another phone call?
Oh my God, we still have calls? Yes. Hey, you're on the radio. What? Hello? Okay, hang up. Have a good one. Hey, this is WFMU. You're on the radio.
What's going on, Frangry? I was listening to you guys earlier in the car. I'm so glad you guys are back. Michelle, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just hanging out on a Friday night.
How was the hiatus?
It was long.
So what's the topic? What's,
what?
I'm in it to win it. What's the topic?
What?
Okay, I just want to say I'm also here.
Oh, Frank, You answer my DMs sometimes. So I know you and I are tight already.
You're welcome. You're welcome for answering your DMs. So you ignore the girl who answers your DMs, but you say hi to Michelle.
Actually, he said hi to you first.
Oh, he did?
I said hi. Well, frankly, you answered the phone, so I said hi, Frangry. I never get a chance to talk to Michelle.
Okay, I take it back. So, what?
What is the question?
What?
Do I get the T-shirt? Please tell me I'm on the T-shirt.
For what?
So, okay. I was listening to that guy Dan before. He was talking about he was dating a youngster, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a youngster, and I'm looking for, like, in that realm, you know?
How old are you?
26.
Wait, so...
So you're looking to date a one-year-old?
Yeah, I'm very confused. Thank
no,
you,
I
want to
date someone who's 54.
Oh, got it. You're moving up on the
gotcha.
Ladder.
Gotcha.
Basically, yeah. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're
who's
not
available?
54, yeah. So we can't help you.
Mm-mm.
Is Andy around still?
Like, who? Andy
Glasses
who?
Glasses Andy. Not your Andy. Glasses Andy from the show.
You're going to date Andy?
Well, what's
you, yeah. I mean, I guess if you want me to, I can hook you guys up.
Yeah?
Good try.
All right. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, sure. Have a good one.
I get the T-shirt, though?
Nope.
No, goodbye. Fuck. Hang up. I didn't like that guy at all. I didn't. Hi, you're on the radio. I need, like, a minute to collect my thoughts, Michelle.
Pardon.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? So I have to be quiet because my wife won't let me listen. So I'm just being quiet.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
She's actually upstairs listening.
Mm.
Hi, Lydia. She's just too shy to come down and call you, but she actually loves you.
Oh. Tell her I said hi.
I would rather talk to your wife.
Yeah, make her get on the phone.
Can you scream upstairs? Just scream.
You're idiot.
Tell her we want to talk to her.
You have
you
an
don't like guys.
You have
you
an
like girls.
You have an upstairs.
I'm gonna eat this chip with salt.
Nice.
We're working in the house.
Nice. Why she doesn't want to talk to us?
No.
Can you not eat during the show?
Sorry.
You would be...
Oh, no, she's coming now.
Oh, actually, she's coming.
Her,
yay!
It took her a minute to actually click in. That I was
What's
calling.
Her name?
What's her name?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. You sound so nice.
Hi. Thanks.
Yeah, why didn't you want to talk to us? We like ladies more than men.
Yeah, no, I understand. It makes sense. He's a nice guy, though.
He seems nice enough.
I mean, usually.
What's your name?
Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Like with a Y?
With a Y. Definitely with a Y.
Is it like weird to have it with an I?
I think so, but a lot of Russians spell it that way. I'm not Russian, though. So.
Got it.
You know. So, no.
Understood. So, tonight's topic is what?
I'll tell you what. I'm sipping a 100-year-old linen cabinet right now with paint solvent while I'm listening to you guys. That's the what.
That's living a life right there, Lydia.
That's right.
That is living the life.
Project.
You know what, Lydia? You're on the list.
Yeah.
You might win a free T-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
like
I would love that. That's
like
so
you
exciting.
A lot. You know what's been happening
this,
is like every guy has been like, what? And they don't get it.
Yeah.
And you're the first person to just answer confidently.
Yep.
Yeah, great. Because I am not confident about this project at all. But I'm glad
well,
this is going to work out for me this way.
Well, you sound confident.
Yeah.
So that's all you need to do.
Perfect. I love radio.
So do we.
All right, Lydia, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, my God. I hope I do. Thank you, ladies.
Have a good one. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
She was cool.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was
cool. What was
cool.
she sipping on?
Your mic is doing weird things.
Sorry. Is it better this way?
It's just kind of like skipping. Like it's... I don't think it's you. I think it's the connection.
What was she sipping on?
Scotch, I believe.
100-year-old scotch?
She said that's it tasted fancy. Like paint thinner.
That sounds delicious.
I know.
Do you like scotch?
I do. I do not like bourbon. I like scotch.
I don't really know the difference, I guess.
Bourbon's sweet. Scotch is like Lafroy, and then bourbon's like Jim Beam.
Yeah, bourbon sounds gross.
Bourbon is...
I mean, like, not, like, less classy.
Well, bourbon's just a little bit too sweet for me.
Do we have calls?
Yes. This free form is making me nervous.
It's fine. We're having a good time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What?
Pizza.
Great answer, buddy. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, you're on the list. Pizza is important. All right. Listen Great. At the end of the hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More?
Did you eat pizza today? Because I did.
I did.
No. Yeah, more. Okay. More.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I think we're both doing pretty good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm doing pretty good.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well.
That's great. So, what?
What? Well, the what is, I've been calling y'all for like 8 years and you never call me back.
That made me laugh.
But, like, why would we call you back?
Well, I thought we were friends.
Yeah, but the idea here is that you call us every Friday.
You're our friend, but we're not your friend.
Exactly. Thank you, Michelle. She nailed it.
Oof.
Yeah, so, welcome to that realization. I hope it goes okay.
I guess I'll just see you on the comment board.
Aw, you're sweet.
Aw, buddy, thank you for calling. Why don't you tell us your name? Did you already do that?
This is Kev Licky.
Oh.
Oh, whatever, dude. Don't try to act like we're not your friend. Kev Licky trying to mess with
us. Definitely like a friend. Us.
How have you been, Kevlicky?
Kevlicky, are you still dating that hot girl?
Well,
no.
What would be the
Is
funny thing
no?
to say? Michelle or Frangry? Are you talking about? No.
That's a no. Understood.
Yes,
Thank you.
I'm still with Laurel.
You should marry her, dude. You guys probably don't believe in marriage.
That's a good, that you hit the nail on the head there.
Are you still together?
It. Yeah, they are.
Oh my god, yeah. I love that.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call her the hot girl. I just couldn't remember her name. Sorry, I
yes,
apologize. I have respect
we
for Laurel.
Together. We farm together in the Hudson Valley. Things are pretty good. We miss your show.
Wait, so you guys are living up there?
Yeah.
Andy and I go up there a lot. Next time I'm going to find you.
So you might actually call me back then?
Yeah, I'll finally call you back, but only if Laurel's there. Can I just have her phone number, actually?
Dang. She is pretty smoking.
Kevlicky, it's good to hear from you, though.
It's good to hear you, too. Thank you for coming back, and I hope.
There's only one more week. Don't get too excited. All right. Have a good one.
You, too.
Bye. I'll call you when I go up to Hudson. Bye. I can't tell if you're answering calls or just hanging up.
Oh, I just hung up.
Are you still stressing out?
No. Is next week the last episode?
Yeah, we're only here for 3 weeks.
Are you ready for this phone call?
Yes. Are you? Do you need more structure? Because we can add some if you need more structure.
It's getting me panicky for some reason. I guess I think like
I mean, we it's could play probably a game that's more like who, what, where.
I wonder if it's boring for the listeners.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest.
Dang. Did Andy just giggle?
Andy's not even here.
Oh, I thought I heard him giggling. All right, are you ready for a phone call?
He's like eating in the kitchen. He's not even listening.
Actually, we need phone calls. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Don't forget our favorite call gets a free t-shirt.
Let me know. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready. Okay. Yes, I'm ready. Yes. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Bennett.
Bennett, hello. Yeah, how Bennett. Are you? What? Did we lose?
Is Kev Licky's girlfriend named Laurel?
Yes.
Or is it Yanny?
Laurel.
Yanny.
It's that meme. It's that meme.
I don't. Oh my God! Are you kidding?
It's out of your memory.
No, Bennett, seriously, do not call our show with that nonsense.
That was a little bit funny, actually.
No, it was not funny.
I'm ashamed that we allowed that to happen.
You allowed it to happen. It was like that. It was.
Get it? That's how bad it was.
It was like that time you got tricked with the fart joke.
Yeah, but I figured out I was getting tricked, and then I just kept saying it for fun.
What was that?
After like, what was that joke?
I have a joke.
Oh my God! Please, Bennett.
Wait, Bennett.
No
jokes. Okay.
No, Bennett. We don't want to hear your joke. Goodbye. No jokes.
Bye, Bennett.
Goodbye. What was it, Michelle? It was smell me not.
Smell you. Smell my. Smell mop poo. Smell mop poo. Smell mop poo.
What, and I kept falling for it, right? And you just kept asking me it, and I didn't.
Yeah. But you kept saying it over and over.
Yeah, but then at one point I like realized what was happening, and I didn't care. Like at that point, it was just funny. Schmelmop. Yeah.
Oh, that was the knock knock joke episode. It was the knock knock joke episode.
I mean, honestly, the fact that we even did a knock knock joke episode, we deserve like a Pulitzer.
Full board, baby. Full board.
Okay, go. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey there.
Hi. What?
Hey. What? So, wait a second. What's the deal with not liking bourbon?
What?
What? That's what I said. What? There's a lot of really good bourbon out there.
I like scotch.
If you just took some time and you know, tried a little bit, a wee sip at a time, I'm telling you, I think you could come around to bourbon.
Why don't you send me a bottle of the good stuff?
You're on.
Yeah, same. Send me a bottle too.
Excuse me.
Send you bottles. It'll have to go to the station.
Send it to the station.
Send us two bottles to the station. Michelle will be forced to tell me.
We can share a bottle.
Well,
no, we can't. Have you heard of COVID?
No, exactly. You can't share. I'll send a couple of bottles to the station.
A couple of bottles.
What's that?
Okay.
Yes, a couple of bottles. We'll take them. Care of Michelle and Frangry.
You're on. Done.
Awesome.
You told us.
Tell you one thing. I will tell you one thing about bourbon. I do love kissing him. Just a man, my husband, after he's had a sip of bourbon.
Ooh, nice.
It's very nice on the lips.
Hmm.
Or with a little ice cream.
That's cute.
All right, we look forward to the very fancy bottles of bourbon that you're sending us.
Excellent.
I love bourbon.
Yo, me too. I cannot wait. You know what else I hate? Wine. I hate wine.
I hate really expensive red wine from the Loire Valley.
Yes, me too. I hate a Cabernet Franc.
Ugh, the worst.
Ugh, okay, the yuckiest. Right. Oh, God, I don't know who drinks that.
Nice Pinot Gris from the Willamette Valley out in Oregon.
I don't like New World wine, but this is getting really off-brand for us.
Okay.
Yep, it's off-brand. Goodbye. Bye. Have a good one. We look forward to our bourbon. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
He told us.
Ooh, do you think he's really going to send us something?
Yes.
Is my mic okay?
Yeah, you know what it is? You're just lagging.
Well, I'm also just like kind of
having
a good time. It's not on a stand. You know what I mean? I'm holding
it. Well, get a stand. Order one. You can just order one. The one on the table.
I'm gonna order me one.
Order one on the table. We're broke, dude. We're broke. We can't order you one.
Okay, well, I'm not ordering a stand for one more show. 201-209-9368.
Who are you snapping at?
You, baby. You.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello? Hey. Hey. Who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
It's a really bad connection. Are you on your cell phone?
Cell phone, yeah. Yeah, not good.
What's up, Adam?
Nothing. Just calling in to enjoy the show and answer the question, which is, it's Friday, that's what.
Well, it's Friday, that's what.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, with it. Who? Who, though?
Pretty
who?
Simple.
Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Who but I'll go. If the connection's bad, I'll go.
Where?
Oh, that's a good question. You should have asked that before I called. Then I would be ready with an answer.
Okay, well, I have to hang up on you now. Goodbye.
All right, that's no problem.
Bye!
There's only 10 minutes left.
Yeah, but that call was boring, and I didn't want to listen to it.
Okay. Ready?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to put you in a bad position. If I was there, I would have hung up.
I wish you were here. Ready?
Yes. You look beautiful.
Ugh,
hi,
I
you're
look
on
disgusting.
The radio. Are you wearing a sexy top?
No, I'm wearing a gross, one-piece outfit because I'm like a Teletubby now.
But what's happening with the top part of it?
It's too big. This is a bra.
But it's like a V-shape?
Yeah.
Into your
it's a
Is it a jumpsuit?
It's a linen jumpsuit.
No, it's cute.
Thanks. Ready?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Franny and Michelle.
Hello.
It's good to hear you guys' voice again.
Thank you.
All right. I need business today, though. I missed the Zoom dating session with Michelle because I had a new therapist appointment at 6:45 that Wednesday.
I heard that was a success.
It was a complete disaster, and I never want to speak of it again.
That's right, but I am here to avenge that wrong.
No, wrong show, buddy.
It actually...
I got a solid date on the table for Michelle.
No,
I'm too late.
I'm
sitting here on my roof, South Williamsburg roof. Above.
Oh my God, Michelle, hang up. This is depressing.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, buddy. Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That actually wasn't, I just want to clarify, that wasn't a dating show. That was Andy trying to prove to me that there are good men out there. And he...
And how did it go? I heard it was a disaster. I didn't listen, but I heard it was
a disaster.
There was no good men out there.
And it was also a technical disaster.
Oh, so you couldn't even find out if there was good men out there?
It was just a mess on so many levels.
Got it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
What?
Chicken butt.
I knew that was coming.
Oh my God. But, Michelle thought that we were going to have a whole show of people calling in and saying chicken butt, and it's 6:52, and we didn't get it until now.
I did think the whole show was going to be people saying.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to go with the easy answer.
Fair enough. Who is this?
This is Paul.
Do you have a little bit of a southern accent?
I do. I'm calling you from the deep south. I'm in Alabama.
That's hot.
I don't know.
Are you gay?
It is hot here.
Is he gay?
I don't think he's gay.
No.
Why?
I don't know. I was just asking what his sexual orientation was. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you? Alabama, huh?
In Alabama, and I'm driving around right now.
How old are you?
Listening to you guys for the first time, this particular show on WFMU.
Oh my God, really? This is the first time? I'm so sorry.
That's so cute.
Yeah, no, it's good. I just clicked on to see what was going on live, and you guys are on, so it's good.
Well, you should listen again next Friday.
Well, you can tell 6 to 7. I have a southern accent, because most people here would tell you that I have a fairly neutral accent.
Mm.
No, you have an accent, my friend. But we're in New York. We're in New Jersey.
Yeah. No, I know y'all are in Jersey.
All right, we're going to keep moving, but thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Listen, next week we'll be here Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
All right, we'll tune in. Thanks.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
No, not yet. I didn't point at you.
Sorry, I thought you were.
You're getting so sassy over there.
You were pointing.
No, I wasn't pointing.
You went like this.
I was kind of. Because you were going like this and I was mimicking you.
I was writing with a pen, Michelle.
The microphone is for you to talk into.
I'm sorry.
Thank you
for reminding me. I'm going to shove it up your butt.
You can't because you can't be near me.
Now you're on the radio. Hello.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What?
I said, what's open format?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. I like it.
I don't think it's open. I think the question is what?
Online dating.
That's your answer to the question of what?
No, the answer to the question of what is open format.
Yeah.
Open format.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. You're a dud.
He didn't sound like a dud.
Well, he didn't have anything funny or smart to say.
201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through, but we only have a few more minutes. What are you thinking?
In terms of who we're giving the t-shirt to?
Sure.
I have a favorite. I have two favorites. I was going to let you pick.
Lydia?
Uh-huh.
Lydia wasn't drinking 100-year-old scotch. She was taking 100-year-old paint off of a something or other.
What?
Yeah. We misunderstood her.
But either way, I liked her.
Yeah, true. And Annie was the other one?
No, I have Sean, who had that really hot delivery.
Mm. Well, he shouldn't win.
Well, he could win.
Okay.
And then I have Lydia. And then I have Paul, who said pizza.
Well, maybe this call will be hilarious. You ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, cool. Oh, God, anxiety. Okay. Hi.
It's really not a big deal. Just talk to us like you've known us forever.
All right, cool, yeah. Glad to hear you guys again. You know, it's been
a while.
Thank
you. That's it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Tell us what.
I'm mad that most people don't think Central Jersey exists or is like a real thing.
What is Central Jersey?
You know, like Middlesex County or like, you know, Edison,
like,
Perthamboy. Rahway.
Oh, Rahway exists.
Yeah.
I have never in my life heard of Central Jersey.
Come
so
on.
Are you mad at me?
No, yes. I'm not mad. I'm just saying, you know, it's a thing. Like, even Governor Murphy, when he got, you know, inducted, he did his thing north, south, and central. The guy before only said north and south.
You have every right to be angry.
Yeah, more power to you, buddy.
All right, we got to go.
All right, have a good one. We got to go.
Irritated, I guess, you know.
All right.
Bye.
Well, bye.
So, Michelle, I know who I want to give the t-shirt.
Let's take one more call.
Okay. Maybe this will be the person. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. It's Ian.
Hey, Ian. What's up?
Not much. Just got off of work. I had a terrible day, but you got me back, so that helped out a little bit.
Cool.
What?
Yeah. I'll tell you what's what. They gave me a car for the weekend, so I'm going to the beach. I'm going to Trader Joe's.
Yeah!
I'm going back to the beach. I'm going to the lumberyard. I don't know. I've got things to do now.
You're a free man. That's what's up.
You got a car? Yeah. You got the whole world ahead of you, buddy.
Yeah. The world is your oyster, Ian.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Is it a
I'm into it.
Is it a convertible?
No, I wish.
All right. Well, pick me up at 8.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Later.
All right, pick a winner.
No, Lydia.
Lydia, you're the
winner. You're the winner of the t-shirt. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Okay, can I talk to you about something?
Yeah, on the air or off the air?
On the record.
Yes, sure. What's up?
I want a really tight topic next week.
Oh, I'm sorry that I didn't fulfill your needs today, Michelle.
No, I had fun today. I just want a tight topic next week.
Okay, sure. Whatever you need, madam. The hell?
What?
Like, we agreed on this topic. You can't say that to me. I don't serve you.
What?
We will come up with a tighter topic next week if that's what you want. Together.
She told me.
That's right, girl.
Dang, I'm scared. I'm glad you're not here.
Not like that.
Do you want to do the station ID?
Yeah, I just don't know it.
All right, try.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in Rockville County... in Rockland County at 90-something-point-something FM.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for DJ Stashu.
Stashu.
Welcome to the sexiest show on earth!
Bang bang, Lucky Dog is dead now. Pick 'em
scene is dead because downtown culture is a discotheque. I saw a black door, I painted it red because Luciano Pavarotti is there, baby. Mucho, más que a nadie. Todo este tiempo que hemos estado separados, nunca dejé de pensar en ti y nunca dejé de quererte. Y sé muy bien que tú también me quieres todavía, definitivamente.
Y yo sé que tarde o temprano tú vas a volver a mí. De nuevo. Y sé que mañana o pasado tendrás mi calor junto a ti, amarrado. Porque sé que todavía me quieres así como te quiero yo. Por eso sé sin duda que vendrás a mí otra vez. Una vez más volverás, una vez más corazón, una vez más hacia mí. Una vez más volverás, una vez más corazón, una vez más hacia mí. Temprano tú vas a volver a mí de nuevo. Y sé que mañana o pasado tendrás mi calor junto a ti, amarrado. Porque sé que todavía me quieres así como te quiero yo. Por eso sé sin duda que vendrás a mí otra vez. Una vez más volverás, una vez más corazón. Una vez más hacia mí, una vez más volverás, una vez más corazón, una vez más hacia mí.
Te esperaré, baby doll.
And now for something a little different. Hey, this may not be a polka, but it sure is important. Chevalier de Saint George is best remembered as the first known classical composer of African ancestry. He composed numerous string quartets and other instrumental music, and opera. And he was into fencing, and he was darn good at it. So sit back and enjoy the show!